dealing with security issues, and the Commonwealth Bank is in damage control after confirming it lost the account statements of almost 20 million customers 2 years ago. The CBA insists customer security hasn't been compromised, but it admits it's unable to confirm that two magnetic tapes containing customer information have been destroyed. One data security expert says this episode highlights the flaws in the disposal of e-waste. Caroline Winter reports.
Already under scrutiny at the Banking Royal Commission, the Commonwealth Bank has spent the day reassuring customers their account security hasn't been compromised after millions of financial statements were lost.
Certainly I apologise to our customers for those who are concerned about it or for whom it's created worry. I understand that and apologise to them if they have concerns or if there are issues that are on their minds.
Angus Sullivan is CBA's acting head of retail banking. The bank first knew in 2016 that the statements containing customer names, addresses, account numbers and transaction details had been lost. They were stored on two magnetic tapes that were meant to be wiped and destroyed by a subcontractor, but the bank never received proof that it happened. The bank alerted the banking regulator, the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, and launched an independent inquiry, but decided there was no need to alert customers. Angus Sullivan again.
With the benefit of the passage of time, perhaps that would have been the appropriate stance for us to take. Importantly, from my perspective, the message for folks today, the data that has been improperly destroyed, there's no evidence of any malicious use of that data. There's no evidence that it's turned up in fraud or inappropriate behaviour on the basis of any malicious act of securing it.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, described it as an extraordinary blunder.
It's hard to imagine how so much data could be lost in this way. I have to say that if that had happened today, the bank would have to publicly, would have to advise each of their customers about the loss of data under new laws that we brought in and that have been operating since the beginning of this year.
The Attorney General has written to the Privacy Commissioner seeking a detailed briefing on the issue. But Shadow Finance Minister Jim Chalmers says the government needs to reveal what it knew about the breach in 2016.
When we see these rip-offs and rorts and data breaches and bad behaviour in the financial system, Middle Australia will remember that Malcolm Turnbull is the Prime Minister who wants to give $17 billion of Middle Australia's money to the big banks at the centre of these scandals.
Alison Parks is a data and analytics expert from La Trobe University. She says it was a one-off situation, and while the bank handled it well, customers should have been told.
Probably the most likely situation is, as the bank said, the disks were destroyed. But if you consider the minor possibility that, yes, maybe they were actively taken and acted on and that somebody was able to access the data in them, I can see situations where that data could be used either to embarrass you, blackmail you, identify you in ways you may not wish to.
But electronic security expert Simon Zola says customers have reason to be worried where there's a breach like this.
I have spoken to hundreds of people, and it is maintained even by the individuals that do the e-wasting, that the level of concern and observation of what's happening to this data has been woeful in a lot of cases. I'm not saying what's recently happened is, but I think people, they need to clearly understand the chain of custody for their drives and content.
His data destruction company, Avtel, operates a mobile service which destroys drives on site, leaving behind tiny particles. And he says it's cutting-edge technology like this which is needed for future security.
What I've discovered in the industry is, up until now, I think it goes out to e-wasters, and it's their responsibility to, or a managed service provider, to remove the drives from the location, take them to another location, either wipe them and repurpose them or destroy them. And I don't think they had a clear vision of what was taking place with those drives.
Simon Zola from the data destruction company Avtel, ending Caroline Winter's report.